Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Wednesday, February the 1st, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Well, the big day is here, so let me talk about what the markets are expecting from the finance minister in the budget. Well, 2022 was a fairly good year for Indian stock markets, especially when you juxtapose it against what happened to global markets last year. The Nifty 50 was up about 4%, while the S&P 500 was down 18% last year. In fact, India was one of the best performers last year, barring one or two countries like Brazil and Indonesia. Now, we may think a 4% up move is not great performance, but in the context of the tremendous headwinds we saw last year, the aggressive pace of rate tightening, the Russia-Ukraine war, and so on, one could not have really imagined to end last year on a positive note. So if there is a reason why our markets did so well compared to other global markets, it is because there is a belief now that India will continue to grow at a faster clip compared to several other emerging markets and of course developed markets which are at a very high risk of slipping into a recession. So sustainability of growth even in the face of adverse global economic climate, this is what the markets are already factoring in. So to this end, here is what the markets would like to hear from the finance minister when she presents the budget on February 1st. The main thing for markets will be announcements that will reaffirm continuation of growth along with fiscal discipline. Therefore, first and foremost will be government spending on capex. Unfortunately, even as banks have cleaned up their balance sheet, the private sector does not seem to spend on capex just yet. Credit growth has been steadily going up, but not all of it is going to power capex. In fact, much of the credit growth in the past year has been attributed to high working capital requirements for companies because of escalation in input prices and stress in the SME segment. So in the absence of private capex taking off in a big way, the government will have to power growth through public spending. So a 20 to 25% growth in capex from the 7.5 trillion rupees for this year to about 9 to 9.5 trillion for the coming year, that is FY24, will be something that will please the market. This is even more important because the infrastructure pack and core sector companies have already priced in a very strong recovery. So this piece will be keenly watched by the market. The second piece from growth perspective is the private final consumption piece. The data that we have so far portrays a mixed picture on consumption. The big reason why sales were better this year is because of the post-pandemic revenge spends plus inflation. But if you look at a lot of consumer companies, volume growth has been sluggish. Clearly, these numbers also reflect a distinct slowdown in rural sales. So there is an expectation that rural will pick up in the coming quarters as the Rabi sowing was good. But the task for the government will be to ensure that aggregate demand gets a push. So we do not see a slowdown in private consumption, which again is a key pillar of growth for India. So this would mean putting more money in the hands of people, either by way of tax cuts or exemptions or even higher spends on schemes like MNREGA. And some trade-offs like cutting down subsidies and hiking direct benefit transfers and so on. One idea may be to extend the new income tax regime and offer an overall lower tax rate and do away with some of the exemptions. This might be a difficult decision to pull through, but it might straight away put money in the hands of people and sustain aggregate demand. The third piece, I would say, is the fiscal deficit number itself. The government is committed to get the fiscal deficit number down to 4.5% in 3 years, that is FY26. That is what the FM said last year. The budget estimate for FY23 was set at 6.4%. So to show that we will get to that 4.5% in another 2 years, that is by FY26, the FY24 number should be somewhere in the range of 5.8 to 5.9%, which will be seen as a credible glide path. More importantly, the market would keenly watch the fiscal math because this year, tax collections have been phenomenal because of two reasons. One, the inflation itself, which has bumped up the nominal GDP growth numbers. And second is higher level of compliance. So tax collections have been incredible, even as we have had a polarized recovery. But going forward, if we assume that inflation will not be as high, and for God's sake, let's hope it doesn't remain so high, and we are looking at growing the tax kitty on this year's high base, tax assumptions will have to be more modest. So as opposed to a 18% growth this year, one could be counting on not more than 12%. If the government can project a 5.8% deficit and 12% growth in taxes, markets will be very satisfied with that. The last piece is taxes. Markets do not like taxes, plain and simple, because it eats into profits of companies or it eats into overall income or returns. But how can the government really deliver on growth with reasonable deficit and also cut taxes? I guess wishful thinking aside, the markets understand this. As long as the government does not introduce any specific tax that adversely impacts capital market investors, markets should not complain. One measure that investors are worried about this time is murmurs about an increase in capital gains tax. Now, this has to be seen in the context of the challenge that the government actually faces, in fact, the economy faces, in terms of slow pace of growth in bank deposits. If the government tries to make any changes to the capital gains tax to make bank deposits more appealing for investors, obviously markets are not going to like that. Now, what does the market fear? First is the change in the holding period of equity to 3 years from 1 year at present for gains to qualify as long-term capital gains. Or second, making long-term capital gains in line with personal income tax rates. These will really spook the market. So here are four asks from the FM. Increase public investments by 20 to 25% to 9 to 9.5 trillion from the 7.5 trillion in FY23. Measures to increase private consumption, especially rural demand. Bring down fiscal deficit to 5.8% for FY24, on course to land at 4.5% in FY26. Keep capital gains tax unchanged and don't introduce any additional taxes. So that's our manifesto for the FM. That's all from me today. Catch you tomorrow, same time.